This is WLRN News. I'm Nadej Green. Gender equality is one of the issues at the forefront of the national conversation right now. And that's what an art show at Brickell City Center is exploring as part of Miami Art Week. It's called Fair. We're joined by the show's curators, Zoe Lukoff, Director of Exhibitions for Faina Art in Miami Beach, and Anthony Spinello, founder of the Spinello Projects Gallery in Little River. The concept for this show was his idea. So the name of the art show is Fair. That's it. Why that name?
Art Basel is a time where actually you could really understand the imbalance because of you have not just Art Basel, but you have all the satellite art fairs. And there is a commonality, and that is that there is a lack of women artists being represented.
It's about being fair to women at a moment when I think we're recognizing inequality on a national level.
How did you decide which artists to include in this show?
We identified the fact that we were talking about commerce, we were talking about fair markets, we were talking about fair wage. So we talked to artists who were dealing with those issues. Then we identified iconic historic women who've been operating in this field, like the Guerrilla Girls, like Yoko Ono. There are a number of trans or genderqueer artists that are included.
The show is being promoted as an alternative, non-commercial art fair. What is a non-commercial art fair?
A non-commercial art fair is one where you can't buy anything. So that's what we're doing. You can't buy anything. And that's the point, that art doesn't have to be about making an object to consume. It can be about an experience. And it can be a way of creating a convening, if you will, or creating a dialogue around certain ideas.
We wanted to be able to provide a platform for a message that is more valuable than anything that you could buy at an art fair.
But what if someone really, really, really likes the art? Can they still not buy it?
Yes, but not at the fair.
Zoe, you've said this show is a step toward dismantling the patriarchy. What does the patriarchy look like in the art world?
It looks like museums that have been run by men and have collections of mostly male artists and donors that are often mostly men. It looks like galleries that are owned by men and represent a lot of men art, male artists. That's a really simplified way to talk about it, and I hope that no one takes me to task for that one, but we're talking about systems of power in general. I think that the patriarchy is a system that we have been accustomed to living within forever, so it affects every industry.
Fair was planned long before the avalanche of sexual harassment allegations we've seen in recent months. It seems for the first time women are bravely telling their stories publicly in large numbers. They are believed, and there are consequences for the accused. How do you think this show fits into this current conversation?
This is a conversation that's not new. And it just happens that this year, some very high profile members of the arts community, film community, are in the spotlight. Unfortunately, seems like the time to really have the conversation.
The message is definitely about creating a space to address gender inequality that attempts gender equality. I don't know that we get there, but we try to. The messages are so diverse that are coming from women of all ages, from all these different countries, different races, different backgrounds, different arts training, different experiences, that's the point. Like, we are a multitude, and we are different, and we have different things to say. We approach our womanhood a certain way or not, and that's okay, and that we are all of those things, and we experience sexual harassment or don't, and we have different experiences, and that should be out there in full display the same way that we see a variety of different men's voices out there all the time.
We're talking to Zoe Lukoff and Anthony Spinello, curators for the art show Fair. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.